I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Don't speak.
Words are very unnecessary
within the sound of silence.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, songs they don't want you to hear.
Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to spread yourself.
From 1988, NWA. Censorship comes in a few key forms. The healthiest way is what we might call canceling. Private citizens banding together to turn away from an artist's work. From R. Kelly.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
To Ryan Adams.
When you're young, you get sad, then you get high.
To Kanye West.
And they say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day.
Many feel there's just no hearing the old hits the same way anymore. And it's your First Amendment right to say so and stop listening. Or not. The next form can be more insidious, but still legal. Corporate interests decide what they think is too controversial to platform.
Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill.
In 1975, Loretta Lynn's Ode to Birth Control was considered too hot for major radio.
How you and your hens play.
After 9/11, the music conglomerate Clear Channel circulated an internal memo. It listed 165 songs that its stations should think twice before playing.
Now you do what they told you.
The list included not just this, but every song recorded by Rage Against the Machine.
Don't you die, or just go fine, but wherever the
both sides of the political aisle have axes to grind here. The Dixie Chicks suffered an airplay after criticizing President George W. Bush in 2003.
Not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell and I don't have time to go round and round and round.
And Stained lead singer Aaron Lewis says he's been shunned by the industry for his conservative views.
Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it bad? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man.
The real line, though, isn't crossed until it's the government that does the censoring.
Love is almost never ever the same.
The examples are rampant in the Jim Crow era. For instance, the city of Memphis had a board of censors that would explicitly alter, edit, or ban works of art that centered black performers, like Lena Horne singing in the film The Ziegfeld Follies.
Love can make you wake tomorrow.
As McCarthyism and the fear of communism spread in the 1950s, the government conspired to blacklist many artists, including Paul Robeson.
Old Man River, that old man river.
And Pete Seeger.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening.
And the FBI has devoted much attention over the decades to keeping tabs on all sorts of musicians, even producing a 120-page dossier on the potential obscenity of this 1963 hit from The Kingsmen. In the early 1970s, the Nixon administration and the FCC urged radio executives to filter out songs that may promote drug use, including this Beatles track that VP Spiro Agnew said was brainwashing the youth.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends.
By the mid-80s, a federal committee led by Tipper Gore, the wife of another future VP, pushed the record industry to self-regulate. It came up with a filthy 15 song list, with Prince at the top.
Nikki started to grind.
At the committee hearings, musicians argued against the oversight. Perhaps most effective was King of Controversy, John Denver.
Mr. Chairman, the suppression of a people or of a society begins, in my mind, with the censorship of the written or spoken word. It was so in Nazi Germany. It is so in many places today where those in power are afraid of the consequences of an informed and educated people.
Facing the threat of stricter government regulation, the recording industry agreed to create parental advisory stickers, which became synonymous with hip-hop records. Some retailers refused to sell those albums, including this from Jay-Z in 2003.
If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio.
But in the longer run, hip-hop is the genre that, in many ways, came to dominate and define 21st century culture. Perhaps an argument that, in a free society, constraints on expression will not hold.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
From 1971, John Denver.
Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.